Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Okay, I was actually at a party on the weekend and I was... Did you know that Bob Marley died from cancer, which stemmed from his toe?
No, I did not know that. Yeah. You always have the most useless information.
No, there's nothing useless about that information. That's
why
lot,
is that?
Lots of
why
people
is
thought
that?
Lots of people thought that he died from cancer from smoking too much pot.
Right.
But he didn't. He actually had a foot injury, a toe injury, playing soccer when he was in his early teens, and his toe never recovered.
But how is that going to help me going through my
no
life?
Woman, no cry. Do, do, do. You know that one? No woman, no cry. Said I remember when we used to sit. And when we were in away, Ange actually went up to his house.
Yeah, no,
and
that sat was under, in the, yeah. When we were on the cruise in 2012, yeah. That was.
Yeah. When we used to sit in the government anyway. Yards in trench towns.
I just still don't understand how that's going to help
well,
me
I mean,
my
he
life.
Was. He was he
tomorrow,
was,
when he was, I wake up.
Well, I just wanted to demystify lied. Because lots of people make up stories about people,
okay.
Right?
Fair enough.
I mean, we've all been victim to that shit sometimes.
Not us.
Not us. Fucking hell. But, I mean, when you think about it, you know, but, yeah, but he was such an amazing lyricist. Like, we were listening to some Bob Marley on the weekend, you know? I know, somebody wanted to pull out a big spliff, you know? Anyway. No, not me. Don't be pointing at me and saying me. It wasn't me, Tash, okay? I don't do that anymore. I'm not immature like that anymore.
Okay, so talk to us. What are we talking about today? What are we
I don't know. I think a couple of the... But we've had some requests. So people have been asking about this law of attraction thing. I thought we'd kicked it in the head long ago. But it's such a popular concept. This
law of attraction.
Yeah, and it's like people just... don't get it. They get so delusional.
What do you think it is about it? Is it the fact that here's what I think.
Well, it's like people go, you know, I've been meditating on money and wanting it to turn up in my mailbox for like, I've been doing it for 6 months and no money's turned up. Of course it fucking hasn't turned up.
I think that what my theory is that people want to do the least amount possible to affect transformation in their lives. Yeah. And if they can go to, the law of attraction is going to get me to where I need to be, you know, because if I just think it's going to come to me, then it just makes life easier because our brains just want it to be easy.
Yeah.
And so I think people think that, you know, if I'm just attracting it to me because I'm thinking these positive thoughts.
Yeah. That well, you got to look at it like this. If you think that, you know, that Elon Musk – sits on the side of a mountain every morning, you know, and a rocket ship comes to him, you're wrong, you know. You're wrong. That's just not what happens, you know. These guys put, you know, 150-hour weeks in.
Okay, but so let's just talk about then the law, because I think that needs to be understood, because there's an intrinsic problem or misconception is probably the better way of describing it, of the law of attraction.
Yeah.
Because you can't attract something, because universal laws are, you know, they're undefiable. You can't attract something without also repelling something. Mm-hmm. So if we're trying to attract all the time and we're just trying to attract the positive, well, there is intrinsically going to be a problem with that.
Yeah, and totally because of the law of repulsion. You can't have an attraction without a repulsion. So, I mean, how does the repulsion work? How do you see the repulsion works?
Well, I see that if we're focusing on... I've never really had to think about it so deeply, but I think that if we're focusing on the positive, or we're focusing on one particular element of what we want to attract, right?
Yeah.
That we can't, like, it's like trying to attract a partner, right? That's just all flowers.
Yeah.
And roses and loving and attentive.
Mm-hmm.
It's delusional. It's not possible to have that without also having the other side of that person.
Mm-hmm.
So if we think that we can attract a situation or that any situation includes just one side, then we're delusional because it has to include the other side. So people will say, yeah, but what if I want to attract $1 million?
Yeah.
But people don't realize that that money comes with it, the negatives as well. Yeah. So we're not
it's kind of like the woman, you know, who's there going, or the man who's there going, you know, I've been meditating on attracting $1 million into my mailbox, and all that's been turning up is the fucking bills. It's because they have this delusion that it's only going to be one way.
That it's all going to be one way. Yeah. And we say it often that a promotion in life is just a new level of emotion.
Yeah.
So if you're not able to handle where you're at and you think that having money, as the example, money comes off up a lot, having money or the $1 million is going to give you just the plus and it's not going to give you the minus, well, it's never going to come to you because if it, why would it come to you if you don't see the whole of the situation? Do you know what I mean? So you can't attract something, or you can't attract a certain thing without attracting its opposite.
But I think even, you know, since that whole law of attraction thing came out, there's so much stuff happened with The Secret, with the movie The Secret. There was so many things. I mean, we spoke to some of the speakers who were in it and said the whole thing was just, you know, it was just a snatch and grab. And lots of people didn't get paid. Lots of producers didn't get paid. There was a lot of people didn't get paid from that movie. And there was a lot went on behind the scenes.
Well, this is things that we've heard. So it's not like we can obviously state.
Well, we can.
We can state it, but we can't state definitively because obviously, you know.
Yeah. But I mean, we've spoken to some of the people.
Spoken to them, but that's irrelevant to the point.
No, but my point is that people seeing it is, no, it's not. It's not irrelevant to the point because people, you have to understand that even that movie had its plus and its minus.
Oh, that is 100%.
Yeah. Even that movie attracted condemnation as much. I mean, she was on Oprah.
Yeah.
Even that movie attracted as much praise as condemnation, and as much condemnation as praise.
Yeah.
But the problem was that it was pumping a delusion out into society.
And
it created this mass amount of people that got really deluded and were, you know, thinking that if they meditated on getting something and attracting it into their lives, that it was going to turn up.
And I think that that is the intrinsic concern with something like that.
Yeah.
Is that, and don't get me wrong, because what happened and what it did, that movie, was it gave people a new way of thinking about things. People who had not been in any way, shape or form exposed to any of this information, at least it gave them a toe in to you know, some of what we do or some of this area and this way of thinking. But one of the biggest concerns is the fact that people then thought that you can just have a singular life. You can just have a lopsided thing.
They thought they had the fucking secret, right?
Yeah.
They thought they had the secret. They thought, oh, my God, this documentary has revealed the secret to getting things in our lives. And the problem was is that the information was incorrect.
Mm.
And then what it did was it created a deluded society where people were running around and then getting disheartened about laws and how laws actually work.
Yeah, it's not working for me.
Well, that's right. And the truth about it is that laws do work. You know, everything we cannot defy a law. You know, we haven't worked out how to defy gravity. We cannot defy a law. So universal laws and principles work as long as you understand that they have both sides.
Mm.
You know, not just one side. This law of attraction, created a lot of controversy at the time, but also people end up, when you're told something's going to work and it doesn't fucking work, you get pissed off. If you go and buy a product and you put that in your kitchen and it doesn't fucking work, you get mad. Right, you get pissed off and you tell everybody that this doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, this is crap, it doesn't work, it's not right, it's not true, it doesn't work. Don't buy this product. Don't buy into that mindset. And that was, I think that was a problem. That was a problem for society because people need to understand that universal laws and principles are the rules of the game, baby.
And they do work. And also the law of attraction is a law. Like, we do attract things to ourselves, but it's the way that it was described and the way that it was implied that you can attract only one side.
Yeah.
That was the concern for me.
Yeah. It said, you know, when you get this, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be, it's going to be plus. It's going to be cupcakes, unicorns and rainbows. And it's not cupcakes, unicorns and rainbows. If you think, you know, that operating at $1 million level or a $10 million level, you know, they're two completely different levels and they have as much attraction as repulsion. They have as much pleasure as they have pain. They have as much support as they have challenge. They absolutely have both things. And it is just, it's, I can tell you, it's just the stressful trying to live a life one-sided, you know, and it's just the stressful, you know, it's more stressful having 10 million bucks as opposed to having a million bucks. It attracts way more stress having, you know, being at that level than it does at being at $1 million level. You know, these things attract pleasure and pain, good and bad, right and wrong. And I think that was part of the problem.
So what do you see as the law of repulsion there? Or how do you see the whole thing?
Well, I think that when you try, you know, if you got to see it like this, you know, if we took look at bipolar thinking, right? Monopolar thinking.
Monopolar thinking.
Seeing things only one-sided. One way, yeah. Monopolar thinking creates bipolar disorder. So bipolar disorder is founded in monopolar thinking.
Yeah.
So when you're, what that means is that when you're trying to be only a plus, you simultaneously and to the same degree attract the opposite side. So the more you try to be plus, the more minus you attract.
Yeah, because it's trying to balance you out, right?
Yeah, because it's trying to take you into equanimity, because all life is balance, you know. Everything in, from the macroscopic to the microscopic, everything in life is balance. But when you're only trying to be one way, you're attracting the opposite side. So therefore, the more you try to be one way, the more you're going to attract the opposite side.
So can we give a real life example of that? Like, can you think of an actual example of that?
Yeah.
That we could...
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So a great one is a parent. A parent goes, you know, when...
Before they become a parent.
Before they become a parent. Yeah. Oh, you know, when I become a parent, you know, I'm going to be the best mother and I'm going to make sure that my kid is beautiful
educated
well, yeah. You know, and I'm going to make sure that they're loved and that they're, you know, I'm going to make sure that my kid gets to live the life that they want to live and my baby's going to be beautiful and going to be an angel. And then, you know, Lucifer, Lucifer emerges out of your vagina, and as a result of that, you know, you suddenly realize that everything you thought it was going to be is fucking not what it was, you know. Mm-hmm. There's most parents will understand this. There's times when people do that, when you have an unrealistic expectation on your child prior to arrive, that unrealistic expectation will be balanced out.
So that's actually a good way of looking at it then, because
you've got this child that keeps you up for all through the night, and they do it, you know, they can't settle, they get colic, you just want to fucking fling him out the window. I mean, I've been there.
I've
been like, oh my God, I'm literally losing my shit here. I cannot sleep. Ange cannot sleep. We're killing each other. We're just, it's because you have an unrealistic expectation.
So something that I'd never really connected before, and it might be, I don't know, have a think about it, is the fact that we're trying to attract only one side really comes down to the fact that it's an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah.
And this is where our lopsided perceptions come from, because we have an unrealistic expectation that we can have the pleasure without the pain.
Yeah.
The happy without the sad. You know, I took Lola to go and get her ears pierced again, right?
Yeah.
And the little one was so, like, she's so... wants to have her ears pierced. She had them done when she was six, and then she just got frightened when we tried to change, I think, the earrings for the second time, right? And because it hurt, she didn't want me to put them in again. So she's waited now till she's eight, and she was so excited to get them in, and she didn't want to back down on not getting them. But I did a little Instagram story at the time, because I. She was so desperate to get the pleasure of it without the pain of it. She was so desperate to have the earrings without having any repercussions, any other side of it. So it was a good little teaching moment, because I said to her, you know, darling, in life you can't have the plus without the minus. Like, if you want certain things, sometimes that, you know, you have to work hard, or you have to. So I used it to explain other things. But people are like that. Like, this is an 8-year-old, but we're caught up in that state, and we have these unrealistic expectations that life, or that relationships, or that money, or that work, or that children, or that any of this is going to be just one side.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we want to have this unrealistic expectation that it can be just pleasure without pain, happy without sad, good without bad, peace without war, we create, we connect, or we look at the law of attraction as something that fits in with our model of wanting to have it only one way. Mm-hmm. And if we recognize and if we understood how the universal laws actually worked, then we would see that the law of attraction, you cannot attract only one side. You attract the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can understand that, then you understand the law of attraction.
Yeah, and I think that people need to be educated as well. You know, you need to understand how this stuff works. You know, because it does work as long as you're getting and being fed the correct information. Because they watch these metaphysical superstars and they think, oh my God, just because these guys are saying it, it must be how it is.
Yeah.
And not realizing that, you know, the footage that you're watching is so chopped up. You know, a lot of the really good stuff and the truth gets left on the cutting room floor because their objective is to sell videos and not to tell the truth all the time, and or to put out information and you know, hook you in rather than actually putting out the truth. Hey, look, this is actually how it is. Mm. You know, this is how it actually really works.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So,
yes, hope that helped.
I hope that helped.
Me too.
Anything else to say about that?
No, we're going to dinner tonight with some of the clients, which is great. I'm looking forward to that. You?
Yeah, I am.
Hanging
absolutely
out.
Hanging
Petit, out. Petit Ardois.
Yeah.
My favourite French restaurant in West Australia.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
See you, kids. Hope you enjoyed it. Woohoo!